This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Vietnam deployed hundreds of soldiers and heavy machinery Thursday to search for survivors after landslides were triggered by torrential rains from Typhoon Malawi, one of the strongest typhoons to hit the region in decades. The landslides, which struck remote areas in the central province of Quang Nam late Wednesday, left at least 19 people dead, 48 missing, as rescue efforts were hampered by poor weather and the tail end of the storm. Typhoon Malawi has damaged more than 56,000 homes in Vietnam and left millions without electricity. With heavy rains expected to hit the central region until Saturday, more than a million people have been impacted for weeks by the storms, which have caused heavy rains and some of the worst flooding in years in central Vietnam, pushing relief agencies to their limits. The FBI and two federal agencies warn that U.S. hospitals are under a sustained ransomware attack. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Cybersecurity experts, both in the government and private companies, say a number of hospitals have been hit this month and hundreds more are threatened in the attacks, which ransomware is installed by Russian-speaking suspects on the hospital computer systems, which can only be unlocked with software keys provided by the thieves once the ransom is paid. Microsoft and others have been countering the takeover efforts. Last month, an attack hobbled all 250 facilities in the Universal Health Systems chain across the country, leading to chaotic conditions directly affecting patient care. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And again, the FBI and two federal agencies warning that U.S. hospitals are under a sustained ransomware attack. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former Trump administration official who penned a scathing anti-Trump op-ed and book under the pen name Anonymous is making his identity public. Miles Taylor, a former chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security, says in a tweet that Donald Trump is a man without character. It's why I wrote a warning. Mr. Trump says Taylor's a low-level lowlife that he doesn't know. Taylor has been an outspoken critic of Mr. Trump in recent months, and he has been a contributor, contractor on CNN. Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home to face charges. At a news conference, the Assistant Attorney General John Demores says the defendants are accused of participating in a Chinese government operation known as Fox Hunt.
Without coordination with our government, China's repatriation squads enter the sovereign territory of the United States, surveil and locate the alleged fugitives, and deploy intimidation and other tactics to force them back into China, where they would face certain imprisonment or worse following illegitimate trials.
Two leading drug makers have agreed to provide 200 million doses of their potential COVID-19 vaccine to the COVAX facility. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The alarming weekly figure is the shortest time ever for such an exponential increase since the pandemic began. The UN Health Agency says deaths were also on the rise in Europe, with about a 35% spike since the previous week. The agency also notes that hospitalizations and intensive care unit occupancy due to COVID-19 has increased in 21 countries, estimating about 18% of patients were hospitalized, with about 7% needing ICU support or breathing machines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And France will go back into a nationwide lockdown starting this week to try to contain the COVID-19 epidemic that's again threatening to spiral out of control. French President Emmanuel Macron revealed the measures during a Wednesday address. They come into force on Friday and will mean people have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or use their daily one-hour allocation of exercise. People will still be allowed to go to work if their employer deems it impossible for them to do the job from home. And in a departure from the previous lockdown in March, most schools will remain open. Meanwhile, Germany will impose an emergency month-long lockdown that includes the closure of restaurants, gyms, theaters, and more to reverse a spike in coronavirus cases that risk overwhelming hospitals. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.